Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Steve. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Dom and Dan and your audience. Thank you for having me on again.
Before we get to talking about that, Steve, about what we saw here, alleged protest, which is not protest, it's just violence. Josh Shapiro, if things go according to where they, I think the odds are they're headed, that Kamala Harris is the presidential nomination, ultimately, even money, I put it, maybe a little bit better on her side. The smart money says pick Josh Shapiro, and even though ideologically I'm an antagonist, I would agree. I think he's going to make it very difficult to win Pennsylvania. But here's the question. It used to be, Ed Rendell said this, Steve, and he was probably right at that point. There were forces out there in America running as a candidate, like Lieberman is the highest, to my knowledge, that we've seen as VP, and I think he was a great elected official. There would be anti-Semitic thought. There would be antagonism. Now, that antagonism, though, I don't think is broadly in America, but it's rooted inside the Democratic Party, the Tlaibs and others, and the anti-Israel thing is the way they express it. In your view, could a Josh Shapiro weather that? Could he be the nominee?
You know, I don't think we know enough to know the answer to that. Certainly, he's been elected governor of a major state, and not the first Jewish governor of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. You've had other Jewish individuals elected governor. The governor of Illinois right now happens to be Jewish. That comes to mind. I think the governor of Colorado may be also.
I think he is. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been a number of Jewish Americans elected to prominent positions. So I don't think it's out of the question. It's just
Here's my argument, though. You know,
speculation.
Yeah. As much as I oppose Shapiro because I see him as a masquerader, I would say he has been pretty consistent, and your organization would be a barometer, in his defense and support of Israel and, for where the Democrat Party is, for calling out those that are anti-Semitic, anti-Zionist, anti-Israel, all in a bundle. He's been pretty consistent on that. That's why I was asking, could he be the VP nominee in the Democrat Party?
Well, certainly he could be more vocal and more forceful. And really, the anti-Israel issue is really an anti-Jewish issue. That's yeah. really what it's about, because Israel is the largest Jewish community on the planet. It is the homeland of the Jewish people. It's really an anti-Jewish issue. I would not be surprised were there forces out there trying to sabotage that, if that was what some of the Democratic mm-hmm. leadership thought would be best for that party. I wouldn't be surprised if there are people who would want to undermine that.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting. See, Pritzker, I knew, or I believed he was Jewish-American, but he is not on my radar screen as a defender of Israel, per se, in the manner of Josh Shapiro, which I give him credit for, Steve, the one of the few areas where we agree.
Now, Steve, I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with you on that, sure.
Downtown Philadelphia yesterday, again, right in front of City Hall, there were reports of some news organizations too of even throwing bricks at the windows, setting fire to flags. And again, just disturbing the peace, blocking people, threatening violence. In New York, it was even, well, it was just as bad, Death to America being chanted. Give us an idea, Steve, of what went on yesterday.
It was really, I mean, appalling doesn't even cover it. Here you have Philadelphia, Independence Day, right across from Philadelphia City Hall. And you've got this stew of Jew haters, America haters, capitalism haters, wreaking havoc in the streets. And to burn the American flag and also the Israeli flag, but especially the American flag on Independence Day in Philadelphia, of all places, is so sickening. It's so anti-American. I mean, we saw in the footage people waving communist flags, you know, the red flag with the hammer and sickle, and Hezbollah flags and Hamas flags, in addition to all the PLO flags, Palestine Liberation Organization. So these people are at least as much anti-American, anti-Christian, as they are anti-Jewish and anti-Israel. You know, setting the American flag on fire has really nothing to do with Israel. It's an anti-American statement. I call some of these people basically Antifa with PLO flags. I mean, they're just out to wreak havoc, to impose tyranny. I mean, when you talk about Hamas, the PLO, Hezbollah, and communism, those are symbols of tyranny. Those are anti-American symbols, each of them and together. So we had this in Philadelphia, and at the same time, a few blocks away, the National Education Association was having its annual convention here, entertaining at least 10 anti-Jewish resolutions that they want to bring not only into America's public schools and other schools, pre-K through 12, but also to the court of public opinion, if you will. And they're all anti-fact, not only anti-Jewish, anti-fact, anti-American. So this is what went on in Philadelphia yesterday and during the course of this week.
Yeah, the NEA, instead of, Steve, the overriding question, post-COVID, all the schools shut down, how do we accelerate, how do they use their platform to push to do something to rescue America's kids? I think it was closer to 1918 or so National Review had of their business topics, one of which was the standard sanction and boycott and divest from Israel. And the president and first lady are coming there to speak on Sunday, again, as if none of the, this organization, to me, is not a mainstream organization. They're clearly out of bounds. They have a one-track mind, which is anti-Israel.
It's anti-Israel, it's anti-Jewish, it's anti-American. It's all three of those combined into one. Teachers have an obligation, a responsibility to teach facts so that our students, our young people, understand the truth, understand critical thinking, not to feed them lies and propaganda and indoctrinate them. President Biden should use the opportunity to wag his finger at them and say, you know, he appreciates their support, but that's not what belongs in America's classrooms, what they want to do. It's really awful. You know, we have this this thing called the information ambulance. It's a mobile billboard truck, and we had it outside of the NEA convention all week by the convention center with some messages, and one of them is that teachers must teach the facts, and there's nothing more true than that, and this propaganda does not belong in there. But so when you have that happening in Philadelphia and what we saw with the burning of the flags, and the violence. This is what America is up against. You know, people saw what was happening on the campuses during the past semester and thought this was just about Israel and Jews. They're attacking America. They're attacking the foundational values of America. And the president, among all people, needs to condemn both what the NEA is doing and what happened on the streets of Philadelphia and New York and elsewhere. It's just un-American, and he's got to call it out.
Yeah, and again, the Philadelphia Inquirer, Steve, is not informing their readers, of course. It was National Review that pointed out, that's where my information is, and also going on their website. People have to understand the preoccupation they had, the number of items they're voting on and arguing.
And,
yeah, there were competing demonstrations even around this. Not
right.
The core of the issue for them, which is what are we going to do post-COVID to get America's kids back on track?
Yeah, the Inquirer has the attitude of see no evil, hear no evil, and when you combine those two, it's evil. There was not a mention of what happened with the flag burning either. It was really, have to give them credit, Channel 6 Action News that broadcast footage and had a report of the flag burning. Otherwise, you wouldn't have known it happened.
Yeah, exactly. Steve, where do we go for the chapter, Greater Philadelphia chapter, the Zionist Organization of America?
Thank you. So I'm going to give you our website, which is Philly, Philly, .zoa.org, and the national website is zoa.org. And if people want to reach out to us, our email is the word office at zoaphilly.org, zoaphilly.org. And I thank you, Dom, for having this topic again in front of your audience so they are informed, and nobody informs people like you.
Thank you, Steve.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.